USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump's campaign is seeking a recount in two Wisconsin counties as the challenges to the presidential election continue. The campaign has filed petitions for recounts in Milwaukee and Dane counties. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says the campaign has many questions about how the state handled absentee ballots. She tells Fox News the filing requests that they be allowed to see the application for those absentee ballots as well.
We filed this recount, the recount petition, and in it we allege that we need to see the absentee voter applications because it's an important aspect of Wisconsin law, and they weren't doing these applications. They were just giving people ballots. And as we speak right now, you have the election board trying to change the way the recount laws work to make sure that we're not able to count those applications for absentee ballots, because they see just how strong this petition is.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
If Senator Kamala Harris were to become the next vice president of the United States, one activist group wants to have a say in who would become her replacement. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
With lots of ifs, if President Trump runs out of lawsuits, if Biden is certified president, that will create a vacancy in California's Senate seat held by Kamala Harris. Black Lives Matter on their global website is insisting Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom put a black woman in the Senate seat, noting without Harris, there are no black women in the Senate. Political pundit Candace Owens weighs in on Fox.
And I believe you're going to see that Gavin Newsom will do as they say. This is what happens when you don't have a spine to stand up to people in the beginning. You know, when they're rioting and looting and you're calling this a peaceful protest, this is what happens in the end. You start to manifest this idea that they are in power and they are in control, and you want puppets in office that will do their bidding.
USA Radio News has not called the election for either candidate, instead of waiting for all legal challenges, investigations, and recounts to be completed. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Both parties say they want to pass a coronavirus relief bill to help American families, but there are still some roadblocks. Tim Berg has the latest from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Democrats and Republicans agree that a new coronavirus stimulus package has to be agreed upon to get money in the hands of the American people as the coronavirus pandemic continues across the country. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy saying Republicans are ready, willing, and able to do another relief package.
Well, we have tried to do a fifth coronavirus bill, we meaning the Senate Republicans. We tried twice. I heard Senator Gillibrand, who's my friend, say, well, you know, we should have appropriated money for the teachers and the schools to get them open. We tried. She voted against it because they didn't want to spend just $500 billion. They wanted to spend $2 trillion, and while we're at it, rewrite the immigration laws and let federal prisoners go.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
After a five-month delay, the NBA finally held its draft Wednesday night with the University of Georgia's Anthony Edwards going first overall to the Minnesota Timberwolves. Edwards, a 6'5" guard from Atlanta, was the Southeastern Conference Freshman of the Year last year and led all freshmen in the nation, averaging 19.1 points per game. Memphis center James Wiseman went second to the Golden State Warriors, and LaMelo Ball went third to the Charlotte Hornets after playing in Lithuania and Australia last season. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.